your very first time on a Danny Johnston conference call, welcome. We really want to extend a welcome to all of you that this is your very first call with us. My name is Danny Johnston, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who grew up in a home where my parents were extremely abusive, and my dad was, my mom and dad both were drug addicts, and it wasn't a real good environment to gain some good confidence in, let's put it that way. And so when I heard about the industry, I had told my friend, you know, this sounds great for you, but it's definitely not going to work for me because I didn't think that people like me ever succeeded in anything. And so it took me a couple of months to get the courage. Once I did, I failed miserably the very first 6 months. I had no success at all, and then I heard about a training seminar that was supposed to change everything for me. I couldn't afford it, and I could think of a lot of other better things to do with my time than sit in some boring training seminar that I wasn't going to get anything out of anyway. But the gentleman that told me about it told me I would fail if I did not go, and failing wasn't an option for me. So I went. I came out, made $4,000 the first 8 days, brought in 25 business builders into my business, and then in just a few short months following that, my income had been a total of $50,000. Then I went off and got married on a whim, and the guy that I married changed his mind and wound up draining my bank account, maxing out my credit cards, and leaving me with a $35,000 debt. In fact, I was literally homeless, living in the back of a tiny little Hyundai, sleeping in public places and showering in public restrooms. And so this was not the kind of lifestyle for a young 21-year-old female. And so after several weeks of being homeless on the Big Island of Hawaii, I got very upset with myself, and in the month of December, towards the very end of December, started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, wound up making $2,000 the first 10 hours, $6,500 the next 30 hours, and over 10 grand my first full-time month. By the end of my first year, made $250,000. By the end of my second year, I had made my first million. And so this all happened by the time I was 23 years of age. And honestly, where else can you take an uneducated, abused female who's that young and be able to earn her a seven-figure income in 2 short years? There's not too many places you could do that. Anyway, so I've got a couple of different areas of topics we're going to cover tonight. I know that many of you, you're here for the very first time listening to us, and we want to take you to our website, which is www.danijohnson.com. That's J-O-H-N-S-O-N, Johnson, DannyJohnson.com. That is a website. When you register as a free member, you're going to have access to incredible amounts, in fact, thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of dollars of free training and equipping and development for your business, no matter what business it is that you are in. There's a tremendous amount of personal development, motivation, inspiration, tactical skill development, strategies, you name it, it is in marketing, you name it, that is in that website, and currently that is all for free for you. And so I encourage you to go to that site, take advantage of what's there. We have thousands and tens of thousands of people that take advantage of that website on a weekly, monthly basis. And we have incredible amounts of people from all over the world that send thousands of people there on a weekly basis. And so the person that got you on the line here tonight really cared enough about you and your success, cared about your future, your family, enough to say, hey, get on this call, get on this website, check this information out, because it's free and you can use it for anything other than the price of picking up the phone to make the call. And there's no excuse for anybody if we've got our brothers and sisters down under calling the United States in the middle of the day to listen to some good training and some good tips and techniques, then my goodness, so can us over here in the States. Okay, so, and also for those of you that were invited by a manager, or you were invited by somebody that is in leadership, somebody that, you know, that you work with directly, make sure you thank them for turning you on to the call. Make sure you honor them, you respect them, make sure that you take good care of them, and vice versa. Those of you in leadership that brought people here, don't be lording over them. Make sure you encourage them and that you help them out in any way that you can. Okay, so what I've got a whole bunch of questions from a bunch of our clients, and I'm just going to go through these questions. Some of them you may have the same question. I'll be delighted that these were answered. And for those of you that didn't have any of these questions, you'll also be delighted in learning how to answer these questions, because these questions come up within your own personal sales forces and teams. So the first question that I'm going to answer is, how do I grow and expand a business in a small town and still have time with my family? You know, that's a perfect question for me here today, my anniversary of no longer being homeless. I started in a tiny little town of 5,000 in a town that I didn't know anybody in. I had just moved to the Big Island of Hawaii. I didn't have friends or family members there. My husband had moved me there, and then he took off to Japan shortly after we were there. And so I didn't know a lot of people in this tiny little place. And how in the world can you start a profitable business in a tiny little town of 5,000, especially when you don't know anybody? And the culture's totally foreign. I mean, I was a white girl from California, and here I'm on the Big Island of Hawaii, where there's predominant locals, meaning Hawaiians, and they don't have a whole lot of trust for those people that come over from the States. And so I didn't have a whole lot of things going for me, as well as the culture over there, where the heavier you are, the more beautiful it is. And I had a weight loss product to market. So luckily I didn't find that out until after I had already had some success. Otherwise I probably would have, I don't know, talked myself out of succeeding or something. Anyway, so how do you expand a business in a small town and still have time with your family? That's two questions in one. But the first one is, how do you expand a business in a small town? The same exact way that you expand a business in a large city. You talk to people, talk to people, talk to people, talk to people. You network like a maniac. And so the thing I will tell you is, I've started businesses in many small towns. In fact, I grew up in a very small town. And when we came to California and we started expanding all over the United States, we eventually went back up to my very tiny little small town that I grew up in. And the business took off like wildfire in these small towns. And I don't know if it's because everybody knows everybody. I don't know if because it's such a tight-knit group of people that live in those small towns. I don't know what the deal is. But it takes off faster than you can even imagine. And so if you think it's a bad thing that you live in a small town, I want you to change your thinking, because it's not. It's a beautiful thing. Not to mention, but everybody in that town knows people outside of that town. Are you with me? They've all either had children who've moved outside of that town, they have friends, family members, relatives, and they also may have had a town that they moved from. And so with the name of the game is to network, network, network. Talk to people, talk to people, talk to people. And so you're never, and this is the sad thing about most people who are in the home-based business industry, is that you don't come from a business background. And when you don't come from a business background, you have a problem. It's a disease, and it's called small thinking. And that small thinking is what completely stops us from hitting big goals. And so if you've got a little town that you're in, whether it's 500, 700, 5,000, whatever, all those people know people outside of that area. So first you've got to attack your initial market that's right then and there. You have got a list that you better have made a list of 200 names when you first got started, and that's if you're deadly serious about making this thing work. That is, of course, if you didn't sign up to fail, you would have made a list of 200 names. Now, I don't understand why most people don't make the list, and I don't understand why most people don't call the list. That doesn't make any sense to me at all, but that list is your biggest asset that you have in getting started. I'm not asking you to make a list of people that you think want to do this, or that you think will do this, or that you think could do this, or that you think would want your product. I'm not asking for a list of that. I'm asking for a list of 200 names. How simple can it be? Just make the list. That's your list of resources. From that list, you're going to begin to do some test marketing and some practicing on those people in that local area and looking to see who they know outside of the area. Long distance sponsoring is a simple, easy thing. I've built businesses far and beyond the areas in which I lived in. In fact, thousands of miles away from where I've lived. In fact, we've got business in a whole mess of countries all over the place that we have never been. And so how that happens is through talking to people, talking to people, talking to people. And so that's what you got to do. Get out of the mindset of I live in a small town, therefore you're small thinking, and you've got to get in the mindset of I got to talk to people, and look for who people know outside of this particular area, and you build it through the phone, and you build it through the internet. You build it through conference calls, you build it through videos, whatever it is that your company has to offer you. Second question in that one was, how do I still have time with my family? I don't know. If you work a full-time job, how do you still have time with your family? You make time where it counts. And so this business that you're now in, you need to give it the same exact respect, honor, commitment. That is an art. It's an art I picked up nearly 10 years ago, January of, actually just before that. Actually, it's been about 10 years right now. 10 years ago, I came into the understanding and the absolute need through a nervous breakdown to be able to manage my time well. And it's a time for my children where there's no distractions with my business. And when I'm working my business, I don't have the distractions of my children. So you set it up with the same commitment, dedication, determination, focus that you have on your job. You wouldn't dream about taking your kids with you on your job. You wouldn't. I would say you shouldn't dream of taking your kids Your kid shouldn't be in the room with you while you're doing your business as well. So you gotta treat your business with the same exact standard that you treat your job. Okay, the next question was the fastest way to build and what action to take per day. Great question. The fastest way to build and what action to take each and every day is the same thing that I just finished saying, which is talk to people. You've got to just be talking to people. The fastest way to build is to talk to a lot of people. The slowest way to build is to talk to a very little amount of people. The quickest way to fail in your business is to talk to nobody. And so what action to take every day? 80% of your time should be in prospecting, live prospecting. You are talking to people. You're setting appointments. You're using the DannyJohnson.com script book, out of the scripts that are in that book. There's several cold market scripts. One, if you're working with a lead generation program, or there's scripts on there on what voicemail messages to leave. There's closing scripts. There's alternate closing scripts. There's a referral script. There's test market scripts. There's practice scripts. There's opinion scripts. There's warm market scripts. There's lukewarm market scripts. And there's a retail script. There's a face-to-face approach script, meaning that you're out and about. You're at the post office. You're at the beach. You're at a restaurant. How do you talk to the waitress? There's a script to tell you exactly what to say to those people. Okay, so there's a number of approaches that are in the script book, and that's what you should be reading every single day. Most people take action in their business every day that will only spend money and not make money. Most people take action in their business every day that causes them to not go profitable on a daily basis, but instead their business is heading to go under. And so if you're going to say that you're in business, the fastest way to build and what action to take is to be talking and prospecting to a large number of people every day. I've prospected in my business where when I worked full-time, I prospected anywhere from 30 to 60 people a day. That's how many times I read that script. And I scheduled a ridiculous amount, 10, 20 people for a business presentation. Or I would do several one-on-ones throughout the day, sometimes one every hour on the hour. And so that's a fast way to build. And the action the key number one action to take is presenting that business opportunity, talking to fresh new blood. Now, let me talk to some of you, because I know that some of you are in business, and what you're doing is you're waiting for your existing sales force to bring people for you to talk to. That's not the action that's going to build you a fast business at all. If you are waiting around, and if your day consists of being available for three-way calls all day long and being available to work with somebody down deep in your organization, or either second or third level, and they've been in the business for 3 or 4 years or even 3 or 4 months, I'm going to tell you something. That is not a fast way to build your business. The fastest way to build your business is you get out there and you talk to people, and that you get some people started and you drive that new person's warm market through the 3-meeting plan, which is you can learn how to do that on the presentation success system, which is on the website as well in the product section. In fact, I've already covered 3 areas that if you want lots more information on this. The North Carolina CDs will teach you how to manage your time, as well as talk to people and close. The script book gives you the verbiage that you should be saying. All you're going to do is read that script. It's simple and duplicatable. Presentation Success System will teach you the quickest way to duplicate in your business, to where you get somebody started, what do you do with them? It's going to teach you what to do with those people. And so fastest way to build, I'm going to say it again, you need to prospect personally, yourself, for yourself, not for other people. And the only people you should ever be prospecting for is your brand new person that you just got started. But after 30 days, that stops. After you've done the 3-meeting plan, which means that their first meeting, you did the whole thing for them in front of their context as well as some of your own context. Second meeting, they do half of it, you do the other half in front of their context as well as your context. Third meeting, they do the whole thing in front of their contacts as well as your contacts. And from that point on, they're on their own. And so that's basically how, that is the quickest way to be able to do it, okay? Next question, how to have consistency, how to find and have consistency in building my business. I've got a profound answer for you. Work. Work and work every day. That's it. How do you find consistency? Here's the deal. Most of us, the reason why we struggle with fear, the reason why we struggle with inconsistency, the reason why we struggle with focus is because we have not given our business the same diligence and commitment that we give our boss every day on our job. That is the main reason why we struggle with self-motivation. It's the main reason why we struggle with fear and procrastination and consistency, is because we do not give this the same level. And what I mean by that is this. If you showed up on your job and you did not do the tasks that you were paid to do, you would be fired. This is the same thing. You would be fired if you will be fired. You'll just have to fire yourself because you can't afford to stay and play with us. And that's honestly how the whole thing goes, okay? So finding consistency, you got to work. This is not a lottery ticket. This is not a game. This is not something that is played by chance. This is hard work, dedication, commitment. And if we give this that same kind of hard work, dedication, and commitment that we do our job every single day, we would have incredible amounts of success at it. So that's my answer on that one. Okay, next. How do I keep retention? Good question. Number one, you've got to work consistently. If you work your business consistently, then it will grow consistently. But if you work your business, if you recruit for a little while, and then you stop and you become the nurturer and you now try to hatch your little eggs like a hen does, now we are going to watch the retention levels go down. And what I mean by that is this, you'll notice that more people are quitting. You'll notice that more people are inactive because you're not adding enough people. And so one of the quickest ways to increase your retention levels is by working consistently and adding a good number of people each and every month. If you're working really part-time, there is no reason, and again, if you're working very, very part-time, there is no reason why you should not be able to activate 3 new people every single month. Now, if you are working in a company that has access to, well, actually, regardless, if you have access to advertising campaigns and some internet marketing, or if you have access to belly-to-belly, it really doesn't matter. If you are working 5 hours a week, you should be able, in fact, you're doing something wrong if you are not able to bring on 3 new reps every single month. You should be able to activate 3 new people on 5 hours a week working your business, okay? And then just take it up from there. If you're working 10 hours a week, there's no reason at all why you should be able to bring in at least 6 people a month, okay? So if you're doing that and you are activating them properly and you are using the expose and involve and upgrade process, which again, those are on the website, expose, involve, and upgrade. You can find that in the product section. Those are CDs that we have that are on there. That is an absolute supernatural. That's the word. That is a supernatural plan for retention, for good retention. It is a supernatural process that just works. It is a system that is gorgeous, that works, where the burden is easy and the way is light. And that whole system is a 2-hour training that's on those CDs. And so let me just touch on that. We obviously don't have enough time to go through all of it. The point is that the more involved you keep your people and you get them doing something right away, then there's ownership in them. They feel like they're learning something. And I'm not talking about you being a talking head. Information doesn't do squat for them. Activation is where it's at. And so between the home presentation success systems and the expose, involve, and upgrade, you're going to learn, how do I activate my brand new person? Well, one of the activation processes is this. If you bring Sue into your business and all you do is download her a whole bunch of information, she becomes an information idiot who's unmotivated. That information is not going to make her get out there and go to work. It's going to give her a lot to think about. And so what's important the first 48 hours that you are working with a brand new person is that you begin to get them involved in the process. And so the involvement of them going to work and making them money is what keeps them from quitting. So number one I just gave you is that you have got to keep adding new starts every month. That helps with retention. Number two, because it duplicates, okay, number two is that you keep them involved. But more importantly, number three really should be number one, is make them money. If they are making money, they won't quit. You see, if you have a retention question, it is because they are not making any money. Because if they were making money, there wouldn't be a question that they would not quit. They wouldn't quit. They can't afford not to. And so a way that you solidify their business is by building a business with them through that free meeting plan. Because any person that does that free meeting plan and does it diligently with you and they're paying attention and they're following directions, when I get Sue started, you know, her first meeting, she's got guests in there and they're just there to practice on, but we wind up getting a couple things happening. One, she gets a couple customers or two, she winds up with a couple new distributors in her business. So that means she's got a check coming. By the second meeting, those two people we got started each may have one or two people underneath them that've got a couple customers or have a couple reps themselves. So now that is what I call solidifying Sue's business. And so that has to happen. So to solidify Sue's business, she's got to be getting a check. If she's getting a check, she's not going to quit. She can't afford to quit. Okay, so make them money. Number four, you get them owning part of it, meaning that they have a job to do. And once they learn how to do meetings or they learn how to do scripts or they learn how to bring people into the business, they learn how to send cards to their customers and they learn how to follow up with their reps, now they feel like they've got a new career and there's some ownership in that. And therefore, they're involved, okay? The other thing is you want to, number five, you want to be promoting to those people contests. Have something for them to run on, okay? That's all the time I can spend on this. So, again, let me direct you to where you can get about 4 more hours of training on that. Expose, involve, and upgrade, as well as the presentation success system. Those two things are hugely important for retention purposes. Okay, here's another one. How do I get my new recruits excited to talk to other people before they try the product first? Most of them say they have to believe in the product before they recommend it. I totally understand. And I've ran into a few people like that through the years that wanted to try the products first. And so this is what I tell them. And it's okay. There's some people that's the direction they want to go in. And what you want to do is you want to get a commitment out of them to make sure they're not just lying to you. And so what you're going to say is okay, Mary, Martin, let's do a guy. Okay, so Martin, I completely understand where you're coming from, and I truly believe it's always good to do a test on your own body first to make sure, you know, that this is a good, solid product, and you shouldn't take anybody's word for it. You shouldn't take any of the testimonials you heard tonight, you know, as for law. You should use it yourself. But if you really want to test it out to really make sure, your body should not only be the test that you use. If you really want to really see if what we're saying is true and you really want to see and do your research, then I suggest that you do a test market, not only on your own body, but a few other people's body as well. And then between all of the testimonials that you hear, all the assessments that you get, then you will know fully whether or not this is a product that you can believe in and a product that you would feel comfortable sending out there to the marketplace and getting behind so that you can get out of debt. Okay, so here's the best way for you to do a local test market. You want to start here with our top package. It's a fast start program. And what it's going to do is it's going to give you 12 of the bottles of this particular product or whatever. Just give them a nice sampling, and I'd have them start up at that top and do a local test market between your body and 12 other people's bodies. You will have a really good, solid assessment because, you know, some people's bodies, they don't really notice anything until they even get off of the product. And then other people's bodies, right away, within a day, they're feeling different. Within a few hours, some people are even feeling better. And so what you're going to do is get a nice, solid assessment so that you know what to expect when you decide to take the product out to market. If it doesn't work, hey, you can always just say, wow, thank God I didn't spend thousands of dollars and hours of time and wasted, you know, rather than I found out in the test market. And through that test market, you wind up saying, you know what? This is definitely not for me. I tried it on 12 people, and 9 out of 12 said, it really doesn't do anything for me. So this is a bunch of bogus. No, thank you. That's great. You didn't waste any time, you know, as though if you had gotten fully involved in the business and started advertising campaigns and, you know, wound up spending thousands of dollars and hours, hundreds of hours of trying to get a business off the ground that you could not believe in. This way, you know, with that test market, the product, when you test it on those people's bodies, it's 100% refundable. If they don't like it, they get their money back completely. As well as you can go ahead and return the kit, and you know there's a 90% buyback policy with no questions asked at all. It's a 10% restocking fee, which is nothing. What a good way to test it out to make sure that you're not going to lose thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours of time, including your reputation. So you simply are just going to take those 12 packages, and you're going to say, please test this out before I get too deep and too much involved and really waste my time. So go ahead and fill out your application right here, and here's the order form, and okay, how you want to take care of that. That's how you do that. Okay. I know that right now was worth $1,000 to you guys. That's huge. Enormous. Okay. How to earn full-time income from part-time hours. That's a beautiful question. Awesome question. Now, I've been able to do that through the years. Still earn a full-time income from a business I have not put any time into for 6 years now. And how do you do that? How do you earn a full-time income doing from part-time hours? You have to delegate. You have to outsource. That's the only way you can get that done. And so what you want to do is you make sure that your part-time hours that you have, that majority of those hours are spent in you personally prospecting, presenting your business and closing people, taking your new people and helping them to make money. 80% of your time in your part-time hours should be spent in prospecting. Then what you have to do is you have to outsource the training part of things. You got to supplement as well as come into partnership with an organization that can help to train, motivate, stimulate, raise the dead, and activate your brand new people. And so the way that we did that is now available to you, where our training that we did was never available to anybody outside of our particular company. And so now it's available to people from all over the world. And so what you do is you outsource things that take hours, and it's called delegation. Corporations do this all the time. People in management do this all the time. CEOs do this all the time. Moms do this all the time. The mom you're talking to right now, I've got 5 children. I delegate a whole lot of things. And so now when it comes to delegation, it's more of about you being able to maximize your time. It's not so much about that who you're delegating it to could do a better job than you, but the reality is they can get it done, and the fact that you don't have to do it is better. And so the whole idea here is finding other people to do the things that take up your time. However, when it comes to prospecting, that's not something you're going to delegate. That's something you got to do, got to get that job done. And so when it comes to the training and development, you want to be plugging people into the DannyJohnson.com system. And you take full advantage of that system by utilizing the website, which is available and open 24/7. So if you sign a nurse up that has oddball hours, she has access to be able to listening in the middle of the night. Or if you bring somebody in the business that's on the opposite end of the world, like Australia, if you bring somebody to businesses on the opposite side of the world, then great. I mean, there'd be no way, my friends in the United States, that you would be able to build a business and actually be on the phone training people in Australia. That ain't going to happen because the time difference is so ridiculous. And so this way, while you are sleeping, they could be listening online. And so it's a beautiful thing. Or if you've got people in Singapore, you've got people in the Philippines, you've got people in Europe. I mean, wherever it is that you've got people, 24/7 is pretty powerful. And so the DannyJohnson.com training system is available 24/7, and it's available for free for people. And so it's a no-lose situation. And so how do you earn a full-time income with part-time hours? Well, you fill in those part-time hours with other resources of delegation so that you don't have to do those particular things, so that 80% of your time you can be doing the thing that actually grows your business. And then the 19% of the time, you're plugging people into a system that works. This is not a system that is on trial. I've been utilizing this system for 16 years. And so this system works, not to mention the thousands of people that we have utilizing the system who have saved time, made more money, because all they're doing is directing people to the DannyJohnson.com system. And that system is this. It's a free website. And then for those distributors that are deadly serious, want to be business builders, and I'm not talking about these whiners, I'm talking about true business builders, those are the people that get in and they get the products that are in the website, like the North Carolina CDs. They want to learn the foundational keys in order to build a successful six-figure income. And so they get North Carolina. They get the script book on what do I have to say to people. They wind up getting exposed, involved, and upgrade, so they learn about retention. Presentation success system, so they can learn how to ignite their brand new person and activate them into making money. They learn the insider secret, so they know the actual business model that they're building, so they can become profitable right away. And they really get some major wisdom on what not to flip out on, because they're seeing what the real business model is and how to motivate the 5 different types of distributors. And so when people get involved with the website and those that want to be business builders, they wind up just getting everything that is on that site that is going to be able to help them become profitable. Those people wind up getting involved with the prospecting and closing classes. And these are, you know, live classes. They're 2 hours long. There's a minimum group of people that are allowed in there. There's homework required of the students in there. It starts at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and closes at 10:30 Sometimes we buffer some extra time, but from 9 to 10:30 Pacific Standard Time, we are on the phone troubleshooting, prospecting, having you try to recruit me and me seeing what needs to change in your method so that you can increase your numbers. And so the people that are serious about business building, you know, those are the ones that go to First Steps to Success. Those are your serious business builders, those First Steps people that come out of First Steps, and they wind up bringing more people to First Steps, just like what's taking place in Dallas. Those business-minded business people who want to build a big organization and something that's profitable, these are the ones that go beyond what's free on the website. They get to First Steps, and you want to go beyond that. The ones that are called to leadership in this business are the ones that bring people to First Steps to Success. Those are the ones that are bringing the delegation to the top. They are the ones that are outsourcing the most is when they are bringing their people to First Steps because they're wanting to develop some leadership in their people. And so that's it. There you go. How do you build a full-time income on part-time hours? That's how. You recruit like a maniac and you put people through a system that is kicking out six and seven-figure income earners very quickly. Okay, next question. Danny, give me some full-time advice. My advice is don't go full-time. There you go. Question answered. And some of you are like, what? Yeah, I'm dead serious. You know what? Their companies really push people to, they really sell that for you to be able to go full-time and get rid of your job. I know people in this business that have been in for 25 years, and the wife and the husband have worked the business, but he predominantly worked his full-time job and then helps his wife out in the evening. And I know a couple, for example, in New York City who, they've been in for 30 years. They've been in for 30 years now. And, he has never left his engineering job. Never once has he left an engineering job. And the president has asked him many times, hey, when are you going to quit your job? Hey, when are you going to quit your job? Why? He earns a great income, has great benefits, great 401k. I'd rather have two incomes than one. And usually corporations, especially in the home-based business industry, want you to quit your job so that you have to work it. They don't want this to be bonus income. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to say you keep your network marketing business bonus income. I'd much rather have two six-figure incomes than just one. I'd much rather have, let's say that you make $30,000 a year in your job and you create another $30,000 a year in your home-based business. I'd much rather have 60 grand a year than just 30. What's wrong with that? And so going full-time advice, if you haven't gone full-time yet, I don't recommend that you try to. I recommend that you develop multiple six-figure incomes. I recommend that you make the fullness of your job, that you utilize the training that we have to get promoted all the way to the top of your job. I don't care if you think for a minute that that's not possible. I'm sorry, I serve a God that is bigger than my master here on planet Earth. And so you know, you got to be thinking a little bit beyond that. You're not working for your boss anyway. You're working for your God. And so, you know, I would give it your best and a spirit of excellence everywhere. I'd also figure out a way how you would be able to become so valuable in your company that they're willing to let you cut back on your hours and give you choice hours that you can work because they want to keep you. Make yourself so valuable that they're willing to do whatever it takes to see you as high value so that they'll find a way to keep you happy and to keep you on board. And so I'm not a big, huge advocate of people trying to go full-time. I've watched people do it, and I've watched them fail. I've watched people go full-time and just get under so much pressure to have to perform and get under so much pressure to have to recruit, and the business no longer was a bonus, but now it was a burden. And when it's a burden, you could talk to hundreds of people and not find anybody else. And I'm as serious as a heart attack here. I have watched that happen more times than I've watched people quit, go full-time, and make a ton of money. And what's interesting, what's in their head, are like, man, if I could do this full time, I know I would make it happen. It doesn't always happen that way. Because when you've got bills piling up, and every day you're not being able to sponsor somebody, and you're freaking out, you go into that next appointment totally freaked out, totally stressed out, you've got dollar signs in your eyes, and you no longer can really build the business the way it's supposed to be built, and that is on a bonus structure. Instead, you're building it on I need you, I need you, I need you structure. And that is not a good position to be in. Everything in the marketplace is about positioning. And if you're positioned where you have a good career and you've got a business that you're building, that business money that comes in is just bonus time. Use your job and use your boss to provide for you the things that you need. Use your business to provide for the things that you want and the places you want to go and the people that you want to impact. Let it be bonus time. Have a blast with it. It will grow faster when you're having a good time than it will when you're under the pressure to have to make it work. So then I know some of you right now are saying, well, Danny, I'm already full-time and I'm really struggling. My answer is go get a job. get a job to pay for your needs. And I don't care if that's part-time or full-time. Get something to supplement your needs. I know that there's even some of you where the husbands are trying to work their business full-time and the wives are working a full-time job. And I'm going to tell you something. That's backwards. It's unnatural. And when we do things like that, a man must live in their calling, and that is to provide. If a man is not killing something, if he's not hunting every day and bringing home his kill, there's something in him that deteriorates everything that a man is. And so when a man is not, when a man is struggling, trying to build his home-based business, and his wife is the one that's bringing home the bacon, there's something that happens in this man. And what happens in this man is he is feeling no longer like the man that he is. If he is not out there, the one at least bringing in something, it totally wrecks their confidence. It completely makes them feel like a failure. And it's worse for them than it is even for a woman. And so it's backwards. And so I know that if that's what some of you are doing, I can guarantee you that 90% of the time, if that's how it's happening, the business is not going the way that they want it to go. Unless, of course, he's earning a ton of money. That's a different story. As long as the wife's income is not necessary. Are you with me? As long as you're making money in your business, ignore what I'm saying. But I'm saying that if the husband is not making money in his business and his wife is the one that's making all the money, it begins to really deteriorate the man's confidence and who he is, as well as cause conflict with the wife, because, you know, she wants to be home with those children and things like that. And so my advice is, if you're full-time and it's not working right, I'm telling you, get a job. Get a job to cover your needs, and then build up your business. And if you really, really want to get out of the workforce as far as working for somebody else, I totally understand. You make sure you're earning 2 times the amount of money before you walk away from your job. And I want a year of earning 2 times the amount of money. I want stability before you even think about quitting your job, because anything can happen at any time. You make sure you have 6 months worth of savings, and pay down your debt. Pay down your debt, increase your savings, and have a good solid year of earning 2 times the amount of money so that you can quit your job. And at that point, you can decide. Let's say that you make 30 grand a year on your job. Let's say you created 60 grand a year in your home-based business. At that point, you can decide whether or not you want 90,000 or 60,000, okay? And if you're paying down your debt, that means your expenses are less. Therefore, it's less money that you have to make in order to keep yourself afloat. All right, and I know that some of you are freaking out right now on what I just said. Okay, so for a married couple, here's another question. For a married couple, we're almost done. For a married couple where one partner is not excited enough about the business to work it and potentially even negative influence, what is the best way to excite them, to have them help promote and support the business, or is it better not to include them at all? That is a really good question, and I know there's a high percentage of you on the phone with me right now that have this question. What I will tell you is, get off their back. Do not pressure them into trying to work the business with you. Whatever you do, don't do that. If there's one partner that's excited about it, the other partner is not excited about it at all, that could potentially cause some conflict if you keep trying to get them involved with you in that business. And so take the pressure off. Don't even bring it up anymore about them working with you. The other thing that I would recommend that you do is that you manage your time well. And you have to look at this picture. Let's just say that the husband, you know, got involved with the business and the wife is just completely intimidated by it and doesn't think that she can work it, so she doesn't. Now, I want you to look at this. If you begin spending so much time with that business and you wind up neglecting your family, it's going to cause hell in your home. Not only that, but you see, your wife has seen you come home excited. You have a renewed vision. You have a renewed sense of confidence. You have an excitement that you haven't had maybe since you guys got married 20 years ago. And so that can be, now the business now became the other woman. And so you want to make sure that you keep your priorities straight, that you honor your wife still as the next to your God as your highest priority in your life, and that you honor her, that you keep the time that you need to have with her, that every time you're with her, you're not only talking about your business. In fact, leave the business. When the business hours are over, it is done. Make sure that you treat her special and that you make her feel important. And women, this goes the same for you. Men can feel jealous and intimidated and neglected just as much as a woman can. And so when we've gotten excited about something new and, we don't have that same excitement for them, it causes a major conflict. Same with your children. And so do not try to push this business down their throat. If you begin to treat them better, that is the quickest thing that will have them get interested in your business, okay? So honor them. Do special things for them. Make them feel important. And when you do that, everything in the home is going to be dynamic. Your spouse will be like, hey, yeah, go ahead, work. Hey, yeah, go to that training seminar. I bless you in that. And so when you, but you have to make sure you're taking care of those things on the home front, that you're honoring them. Make sure you're having good sex weekly. I know I have some of you blushing. But just make sure you keep those kind of things up. It's very important to do that. Next question. How do I get over my own self-objections? Great question. You know, I've had my own self-objections from time to time. And I'll tell you the things that have worked for me. In fact, what I want to teach you how to do is get to the point where you are preventing your own objections. Do not let your mind stay idle. You've got to keep it activated, involved in your goals and where you're going and what your business is. And so you need to make sure that you're sold on what it is that you're doing, sold on your product. So, you know, take some time, maybe when you're in the bathroom in the morning, reading some testimonials on your product line, maybe even reading some articles on our industry and what it's done for people and the impact that it has, as well as making sure that you're not letting your mind be idle listening to the stupid radio, especially a talk show that's doing nothing but arguing about political things that you have no control over other than the fact that you better stink and vote. You want to listen to CDs that are inspiring to you. You want to listen to CDs that are teaching you something. You want to be controlling what goes into your mind. The average adult, this is crazy information, the average adult listens, is captivated 9 hours a day of media information. 9 hours a day of media promotion you've got coming to you between the radio, the television, and the internet, and newspapers, magazines. You've got 9 hours a day. Social scientists have studied this. 9 hours a day of influence from the media is going into you. And so what I would do is I would take some of those 9 hours out of the hands of the media, and I would put it into your own hands in equipping yourself for what your future is. And so it's all about focus. It's all about what you're allowing to go in. And again, the average American between television, radio, magazines, books, internet has 9 hours a day of programming going into you. And so I would control more about what is going into you. That is going to help your self-objections. Next question. How can I switch people to realizing that they can make money out of this as well as just benefiting from the product use? As I build a reasonable sized business, but it seems that I am having a hard time finding leaders to drive the business. Number one, leaders are not found. Write this down again. Leaders are not found. Leaders are developed. And so what you want to look at is, are you predominantly promoting your product? Because if that's how you're leading people into your business, then that is how they're going to build their businesses, just by the product. And so there's a good chance that the message you are giving people is more strongly product driven than it is business driven. And again, leaders are not found, they are developed. How you develop leaders, one of the ways that you can is outsourcing that through the DannyJohnson.com system. First steps to success, creating a dynasty, those are ways for leadership development. That's how you will build people that will be earning $5,000, $10,000 a month their first year in business. Okay, next one. I need to learn more people skills and how to stay in control of the conversation and leadership skills. Okay, I understand. And that is a creating a dynasty function. You will learn how to do that coming this May. Creating a dynasty is all about more on people skills, staying in control of the conversation and leadership skills. If you have not yet been to First Steps to Success, that's the very beginning of it. If you don't want to wait a month before you get that kind of equipping and training, then you need to get a hold of the North Carolina CDs. That is the very beginning foundational tools for people skills, staying in control of the conversation, as well as leadership skills. Now, industry standards, that is actually an advanced training on those 10 CDs. As far as in my book, that's the very beginning steps. Okay, next question. I would love to learn posture, to walk into a room and hold my posture. This is great. Great question. Now, I've watched people do this, and I've watched myself do this. In fact, I'm totally guilty of it myself. Where my natural personality, and I know most of you are not going to believe this, but my natural self, who I had been most of my life until I got involved with business, and even when I had retired 6 years ago, this is incredible. I am totally that person that stands up against a corner, or I'll sit on the couch by myself, or I won't, like, start a conversation with people. My natural personality is I'm just I mean, the way that I was growing up, you know, who I was, you know, was when I was born, is not to be the hostess with the mostest, but is to just, you know, disappear and watch everybody else, just sit and watch people. And what's interesting, like, I'm not one that will strike up a conversation in an airplane. I'm not one to strike up a conversation at an airport or in a hotel or anything like that. Man, I'm like, I'm going to hide from people. And so, and that's really how it is. But when I got the training and really started to grow myself personally, I became the hostess with the mostest. And what that is that what I want you to do, and I know y'all know how to do this. If you have a party at your house, you know how to greet people, you know how to meet people, you know how to get them talking and make sure they're having a good time, you know how to serve them, you know how to do all that stuff. I want you to pretend that wherever you are, you own the place. You are the hostess with the mostest at the airport, in the airplane. You're the hostess with the mostest or the host with the most, in a hotel, in a chamber meeting, in a business meeting. You be it that you own the place, and it is your job to make everybody feel comfortable and get to know them and to see what you can serve them with. Okay? That right there is just awesome. Okay, how to train new people with no budget and to duplicate fast. I've mentioned it three times so far. I'm going to say it again. The DannyJohnson.com system, the very beginning of that system is completely free. So if people have no budget, hello, free is free. What if they don't have a computer? There is a library around that has a computer. If they are hungry and broke, there certainly is a way for them to be able to tap into that. And so that is the quickest way. That is the quickest way to duplicate fast is through that system. If it's beyond, if you want to go faster, more budget, then we're talking about the things I mentioned earlier. North Carolina, script book, presentation success system, insider secret, dispose, involve, and upgrade. And then beyond that, first steps in creating a dynasty and the prospecting and closing classes. So those are the tools that you would use, to duplicate fast. Last question is, what are the main reasons people are unsuccessful? This is a great question. One of the main reasons, I have several reasons written down here, but number one is they don't work. That's number one. They don't work. Now, you're saying, but I work, Danny, but I'm not successful. Yeah, but are you working at the things that make you money? You see, some people spend 8 hours a day in their business, but they are not working. The only thing that you get paid to do is to prospect and present your business opportunity to brand new people. You're bringing in yourself. Again, that's not your people, but the brand new people you're bringing in, as well as the context of the brand new person you just brought in, not the context of people you've had in your business for 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, 10 years, 15 years. You should not be doing their business for them. They should be doing it themselves. And so that's one, is that people don't work. That's the main reason why people don't succeed. Number two is they're not willing to invest in their education and their skill development. That's the second most common reason why people fail, is they lack the skill and they refuse to invest in that skill. Number three, they don't stay involved. They may sign up and they may, you know, do a few things for about a month, and then they just stop coming to a presentation, or they stop getting on this Monday night call, or they stop listening to CDs. They stop improving themselves. And so that'd be the third reason why people fail, is that they don't stay involved. They don't keep reading books, and they don't keep moving forward. Number four is that they are unteachable. That's the fourth reason why people are unsuccessful, is they're just unteachable. They think they know it all. They think they have it all together. They think they have this thing figured out, but they have no results. And so those people will fail. And then number five for you is they have no belief. No skills, no strategies. And so when people don't believe and they lack the skill, they lack the strategy, they will fail. It's that simple. So if you want to succeed, do the opposite of all of those kinds of things. I want to wrap this call up with a two-minute talk to you about hungry. And the thing I have to tell you is that if you have time to worry about your business, you're not hungry enough. And if you have time to ask, how do I talk to people? You're not hungry enough. And if you have time to wonder or ask, what do I say to people? You're just not hungry enough. And if you have time to fear, what if it doesn't work? And what if they say no? And what if I get rejected? You're not hungry enough. And if you have time to come up with hypothetical situations like, well, what do I do if somebody says this? Okay, well, Danny, I see that you told me how to build a fire, but what happens if somebody, you know, doesn't do anything when you tell them bring me two people by noon? You know what? If you have time to even think of a hypothetical situation, you're not hungry enough. if you have time to analyze how to do the business, what to do in your business, where to do your business, when to do your business, I'm going to tell you right now, you're not hungry enough. You see, I did not have time 15 years ago today. I didn't have time 15 years ago, the month of December, to even ask those questions because I was so stinking hungry. Now, is it possible that these questions could have arose in my mind? Yeah, absolutely. But if you have time to think of excuses and if you have time to entertain fear, there's only one thing you're lacking, and that's hungry. Because as we sit in our comfortable homes, drive in our comfortable cars with all the bells and whistles, and we are living in this absolute ridiculous, spoiled, rotten society. That is how come we have time to ask about these things. But when you're homeless, you're hungry. And when you're hungry, you've got to do whatever it takes to eat. And when you're homeless and you're cold, you only have time to figure out how do I get to shelter. You don't have time to sit and ponder and come up with things that may not happen. You only have time to solve the stupid problem as quickly as you possibly can. So brothers and sisters, I hope to God that you find a way to get hungry and that you find a way to look into your future, because if you don't find a way to get hungry, there will come a day that you wish you would have just gotten busy. Because when that day comes that maybe ABC Corporation that you are currently working for as a job, that they decide that they're going to lay off a tremendous amount of people and you happen to be one of them and you just happen to have been in your business for 2 years but did not take it seriously, you would have wished that you did. You would have wished that you found a way to get serious. And so part of it is that we have too lush of jobs, too lush of lifestyles, and too much great stuff going on that we lack the hunger that it takes to get over our excuses and to get over our silly questions. Because the reality is, if your life depended on it, you could sponsor 3 people this month. If your daughter's life depended on it, you could bring 10 people into your business this week. Because all I know is that humans have something that's dynamic in them, and that is a will. And where there is the will, there is a way. And so I hope tonight that you get stirred beyond the answers to these questions, because they mean nothing. But I hope more than anything that you reach deep down inside of yourself and you say, you know what? Enough of me in a comfort zone. Enough of me settling for less. Enough of me looking for excuses. It is time for me to step up. And to treat it as though my life depends on it. I'll tell you what, my life depended on it. And what if my sponsor did not contact me in the month of December, thinking that, oh, it's not a good month to sign people up. No, that isn't what she thought when I responded to an advertisement. She called me back. She made things happen. And so, folks, please get out of the mindset of your comfort zone. And please get hungry. You don't realize it, that you truly are, that your future depends on it, that your children depend on it, that the next generation that is in your household, they are watching you. And they are watching you either live a life full of desire and live a life of victory, or they're watching you live a life of mediocrity in a comfort zone. So it's up to you. Are you ready to step up and make December the best month ever? My friends, my brothers, my sisters from all over the world, get to Dallas, Texas. And if you come and you spend all day Saturday and Sunday with us and you feel like you learned nothing, you felt like it was a waste of your time, then friends, I'm telling you, we will give you your money back. That guarantee works if you come Saturday, all day Sunday. On Sunday night, you say, you know what, I didn't learn a thing. This was just all a bunch of stuff I've ever heard before. You know what, I want my money back. We'll give it to you gladly and we'll bless you as you head home. So friends, get hungry, because where there is a will, there is a way. If your life depended on it, you'd figure it out. You wouldn't have time to ask questions. You would only have time to figure it out, meaning get the job done. I'm going to try and open up the lines right now so that we can all say goodnight and God bless.